We are going to be talking about the Boone High School theater production that's coming up, which is Shrek. Shrek is going to be performed. And first of all, we've got some guests with us today, so they're going to explain everything to you here. First of all, who is going to be Shrek?
That would be myself.
Okay.
I am Marshall Taylor. I'm a senior. I've been doing theater for longer than I can possibly keep track of at this point.
So don't worry, we don't have to count the years.
Yeah, exactly.
You've been doing it a long
but
time.
But I have the honor and privilege of playing the role of Shrek.
Okay. And who's Donkey?
I'm Donkey. My name's Max Allen. I'm also a senior at Boone High School. And I've been doing theater since my freshman year. So about 4 years. Mm-hmm. But it's been super fun. I'm super excited.
And then we have Fiona.
Yes, that's me. Zoe Salter. I am playing Fiona. I am a senior at Boone High. And I have the privilege of playing her. And I've been doing theater for about 10 years now.
Okay. And over here we have Lord, see if I do this right, Farquaad.
Yes. Yep, I am Lord Farquaad. My real name is Jonathan Ocker. I am also a senior. I've been doing theater for around 3 years. I haven't been in it super long. This is my biggest role so far, and I'm really excited to bring it to life.
All right. So tell me, first of all, I mean, doing Shrek, obviously, that's a big thing. And we know Mr. Hammond's been heavily involved. But this is, I mean, you guys have always had some really good productions over the last several years. Coming, you know, I go back to The Wizard of Oz and things like that, so it's been a while. Yeah, there we go. Been around a while doing this. So you have a lot of people that participate in your productions. I mean, you guys were selected to be on the cast. That's great. But there's a lot of other people that help. So tell us a little bit about what's in the background, who's doing costumes, things like that. Who wants to? Marshall, go ahead.
Okay. We have, I believe, somewhere around a 23-person cast this year, with everyone included. 25-person cast, more than.
Way to go, Fiona.
Thank you. Which is absolutely amazing, because just every year over the past 4 years, the program has gotten bigger and bigger and bigger, because like my freshman year, I think we had a total of like 12, maybe.
Okay.
12 counting understudies. And it's just gotten bigger and bigger every year and better every year. And that's been really great to watch. And a big part of that is, of course, not just our actors, but also the amazing people backstage, the tech crew who assemble all of our sets and move them around and really make the magic happen on stage. They're really kind of the glue that sticks the show together. And the pit. Yeah. The pit are also absolutely amazing. Christopher Tucker Miller, our pit director, he's a truly phenomenal musician. And sometimes he'll just pull magic out of nowhere. So you'll be, you know, singing a song or a part. And I'd be like, oh, would it be easier if I just played it like this and just improvise something entirely magical? It's insane. He's amazing.
I don't know. That's the only way he can do it without getting up on stage with you.
Yes.
But no, again, it's having people that have that ability to help really makes it come about.
Yeah. And we have a really good just team of people this year, truly.
Okay. So you guys are all seniors.
Yes.
Oh. What about who's coming up? Do we have good people, juniors, sophomores that are starting to come in?
We had a great group of freshmen come in this year from our middle school. And we also have even more coming up into the high school. I'm super excited to see how they put on the productions after us and leave our legacy amazing. But
you're setting a high standard here.
Yes, we do.
We got that. We keep doing. And we do know, just because everybody should know, that Marshall is also the state, what, thespian?
I'm the chairman of the State Thespian Officer Board.
Okay.
Which is a very long title.
It is. But have we ever had anybody from Boone?
Boone has had, I believe, one member of the board in general, but we have never had a chairman until me.
So, but that takes, you got that, that's commitment to go there and participate.
Just recently we had a big meeting to help organize and plan one of our, you know, we put on a few big events every year, you know, just stuff to really appreciate theater and help out school theaters from across the state.
Right.
And that's always been really, and that's been just really exciting to get to work on. And especially to meet, you know, thespians from across the state and even across the country, too.
All right. So, Lord Farquaad. Okay.
Yes.
Only 3 years, really. You haven't been doing this very long.
Not really.
And what attracted you in the beginning to do this?
So I was homeschooled for a lot of my early life, like first through eighth grade, and I went to high school because that's the point where permanent records start to matter and stuff. So I wanted to get a good 4 years of schooling in. And that first year, I didn't really do much, but there were certain types of people that I knew I liked and wanted to be around more, and I just really wanted to get into the performing arts. So I kind of went in all at once. I went into choir. I believe I started doing swing choir the same year, and I started doing theater, and I really liked it, so I just kept going.
Just can't stop him. He's just like the Energizer Bunny, just keep going. No, but that's, and all the others, you've all had a number of years of experience doing this, so. Well, let's talk a little bit about Shrek, because obviously that's what everybody's excited about. Performances coming up November
7th, 8th, and 9th.
7th, 8th, and 9th.
At 7 p.m.
7 p.m. each evening. And we want to point out that tickets are available, and we would love to fill the place each night.
Yes.
We definitely would love to do that. $10 a piece, I think tickets are.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And typically, I think, like most of the school-related things, when you're purchasing tickets, you can go online and do the, what is the, it's, I don't even know the app.
Hometown Ticketing.
Hometown
the,
Ticketing.
The new program.
Okay. So Hometown Ticketing, they can do that. If they have any problems or any questions, they could always get a hold of Lori Woodruff. She can help them out. So
yes.
Some people may not be comfortable doing that, so how do I get tickets? All right, so you got a little bit of a we'll say, Mr. Hammond has thrown out a challenge. I don't know. Are we going to get 1,000 people there for three shows? I mean, not each show, because we couldn't seat y'all, but for a total of 1,000 people. So what's he got on the table here for you?
So earlier in the production, I think it was maybe the first couple weeks, I don't remember who it was. It might have been me. Somebody somebody threw out the joke of, hey, if we sell out the show, will you dye your hair lime green? And Jed said, absolutely. And that really opened a whole new world of possibilities for all of us. And it was agreed upon that if we were to sell 1,000 tickets, which is the equivalent of selling out two full nights of the show, that he would let us dye his hair lime green. And that is truly what's keeping all of us as excited as we are. It is going to be a beautiful thing.
We want this. Yes.
We have been doing a lot of social media and outreach and trying to make sure everyone's super aware of this amazing opportunity we have to put on this show. And more importantly, this amazing opportunity to dye Jed Hammond's hair lime green.
Lime green. And tell me how about your outfit, because that's got to be, are you all lime green or how's that work?
So basically, we have green foundation makeup that we will be using, but we are renting costumes this year, so we'll have very fancy Shrek costumes that look just like the movie and that. But basically, Marshall will be all green.
All green.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we have to all do our part, don't we?
Yeah.
Yes.
So to recap, sophomore year, I was all silver.
Yes.
Yep. And now for my senior year, I'll be all green.
So, Tin Man. Yeah, there we go. Well, you got it all. Covering the gamut as much as we can. Now, it is musical. You got a selection that you can do for us?
We have a couple, actually.
A couple? Okay.
So we will be singing a little section from Who I'd Be. That will be featuring Donkey, Shrek, and Fiona. And then we will have our Farquaad be singing a section from The Ballad of Farquaad.
Okay, The Ballad. Mm-hmm. Cool. Got it. Okay. Who wants to go ahead and start us off and move chairs, get things set up? You can move the microphones around so that you can get close. You can get it up a little higher. There we go.
And okay.
Yeah, we'll go. We'll
if this sounds bad, pretend like it doesn't.
Yes, trust.
Weird.
Okay.
You ready?
Go ahead. Yep.
Snap me off.
Snap you off.
Yeah, count down.
An ogre always hides, an ogre's fate is known. An ogre always stays in the dark.
You're all alone.
All alone, and I know.
So yes, I do the hero. And if my wish was granted, life would be enchanted. What's the story saying?
Of course I'd be the hero.
And all the skeletons. hothouse flower and carry her away. A perfect happy ending, that's how it should be.
There they go. Yeah.
Ready, Farquaad?
Lord Farquaad.
Let's go.
And this is, what, a ballad?
Yes, Ballad of Farquaad.
Okay.
My daddy was a miner, so he wasn't much around. Foraging for diamonds, a life spent underground. Daddy didn't talk much, he barely said hello. He simply muttered, hi-ho, and off to work he'd go. Daddy was grumpy. My mama was a princess who left her crown behind. Daddy was her true love, so mama didn't mind. I never knew my mama, but she could have been a queen. She married way beneath her. Beneath her knee, I mean. Whoa! Daddy's bed was lumpy, so mommy couldn't sleep. Daddy built a new one, so tall and so steep. 20 mattresses she slept upon. One night she rolled over, and mama was gone. So daddy was grumpy. Me and my old man, a tale as old as dirt. A bitter, distant father in a tiny undershirt. Daddy up and left me. Left me good as dead. Now he lives in squalor, sleeping 7 to a bed.
And there's more to that song, okay, but it requires an ensemble.
All right, good. All right, thanks. That was, well, and that's just part of what people will hear when they get their tickets and head off to the Boone High School auditorium. November 7th, 8th, and 9th. Okay, let's go through all the particulars again. 7 o'clock each evening for the performances, and we do have got tickets through the online hometown ticketing that available for most of the activities that are going on at the school anyway. And if you do have questions, Lori Woodruff can help you out in the activities office. Folks, just so you know. All right, tickets are $10 a piece. Mm-hmm. So, and we do want to get this filled, don't we?
Yes, we want to sell out because our last show they sold out of was 8 years ago.
Whoa.
Yeah.
So we got some pressure on. Mm-hmm. You always get some good crowds, though. Obviously, we always have family show, but it is public. Anybody can come, and it's pretty comfortable in there, too. So tell me, again, you went through the casting for all this, and, I mean, when you knew it was Shrek, were you getting, did you really have it, you know, I really want to be a part of this?
Yeah, so for me, I think Zoe and I found out around the same time that we were going to be doing Shrek, and we were insanely excited, so excited. And I think we both got the parts we wanted, if I do say so. And I don't know, we're really excited for this. It's been a long time coming. Like, we've been talking about it since last year. We're like, oh, we really hope we do Shrek. We really hope we do Shrek. And now that it's happening, it's been a really fun experience. And I've loved getting to know all of the new people that have come in from it. Like Marshall said, this is like one of our biggest years for the cast that we've done. So yeah, I think it'll be super fun.
And I did want to ask, because we had seen different versions occasionally of different productions, but this is really the Shrek version, as I understand.
Yes, this is just like the movie, and we're hoping that a lot of more children want to come watch it. Shrek was a very popular show back in, when we were children.
Don't date yourself. You don't have to say that. When I was younger. Okay, maybe. I'll do that.
But yeah, it's just a very family-friendly show that we want to have families come and watch and have like children create memories of watching the shows, because I remember when I was a child I came and watched them, and I remember every one of them.
Now I know occasionally you guys will go out and do you go to the elementaries and do some things and let the kids get a chance to see and hear?
Yeah, we do that kind of stuff. I believe this year we're bringing people to us, though, correct?
Okay.
Yes, correct. So we have the elementary children up until the middle school come and watch like the first half of the show.
Okay.
I was just going to say that.
That was good. That was good. Good, Zoe.
Good job, Zoe.
No, but so you're gonna, they'll go on a little field trip and get to come up to the high school and to the auditorium. So
yes,
that'd be good. They'll like that, and they will get excited, won't they? So then they come back. So you only, yeah, you can't do the whole show. That miss school.
Yeah,
I don't want them to do that. But it does get them excited because some of them, you know, at some point will probably end up saying, I can do this too, and I want to be up there. So, and middle school, I know you guys, we do have middle school productions and things that go on as well too. But once you get to the high school, this is really your big show. You got others that you do in I think in speech and drama, mm-hmm. and that, but this is really the big show. So we need a lot of people to show up for it too. November 7th, 8th, and 9th, 7 o'clock each evening. I'm going to say pretty good parking available around
like
the school.
Four lots, so.
Yeah. There's plenty of lots. You might have to walk a little bit. But anyway, tickets are $10, and you can get them again on the online. What is it? Hometown Ticketing, which the school uses a lot. And then, and or any, for those that are nervous about doing that, you can always go to get a hold of Lori Woodruff at the activities office. Any other final things?
Also, tickets, if you have an activities pass through the school, they are 50% off. So it's $5 bucks to get in if you have your activities pass.
So if you have that, that's the one question we weren't too sure. Good, you clarified that.
Yeah.
So we've got that. And again, if we can get a couple of sellouts, get up to 1,000 tickets sold, Mr. Hammond gets his lime green hair. Is there any stipulation on how long he has to have it?
That has been a highly debated topic.
Okay.
My pitch was that it should be green for the whole school year. He shot that down because I believe his reasoning was he coaches basketball,
yeah.
and he wants his basketball players to actually listen to anything he says.
Well, that's true.
He wants to use a temporary spray dye, but we'll see what we can get.
I think we're going to find a compromise somewhere along the kind of like 1 month slowly washes
like
out.
Like a semi-permanent.
Yeah. Okay. That's the hope.
Well, anyway, folks, you got to help them get to that point, though, so you need to get some tickets and go to the production. Thanks for taking time to come in. I appreciate it, and I know you guys are all excited about it. Hopefully, the rest of the community gets excited and comes on out for that production. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having us.